If you've got your Bibles this morning, we're just going to get into the Word for a short time and a little message, I believe, taps into where we were. We started last week, if you remember, on that subject. That's so important for us all, so very important that we have a grip on that. No matter how long you've been a Christian, being able to live by faith on God's promises remains relevant. Doesn't matter how long you've been around, it remains relevant. And being able to recognize that, you know, it's a constant relevance to us all to be able to live by faith. Why? Because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. That's us, the justified. Those that have been made righteous need to live by faith. Over there in Mark 11, Jesus taught his disciples to speak to the mountain. What was he doing? He was teaching them to live by faith. He was teaching them to live by that capacity to speak to a mountain. And of course, a mountain, let's not forget this part, a mountain being representative of an impossible situation. The thing in our life that's beyond our physical capacity, something that's beyond us. The more we walk with the Lord, the more we realize that He wants us to see that He is our all, that He is more than enough, amen, for us, no matter what we're facing. And Jesus taught His disciples to believe in the heart and to say and pray, and of course to do that without doubting. He taught them that believing prayer changes things. Believing, I underline the believing bit, believing prayer changes things. We've got to get to that point where we're living out of our faith, our confident expectation His promises being fulfilled in our lives, His Word coming to pass, His Word being the reality that we live in. He wants us living out of that. And, you know, that can be a journey. You know, it was Abraham. You know, we see Abraham choosing God, determining that he would stand on God's promise for him. And it took him 25 years to actually walk in that promise of an heir, you know, a child that God had promised. It took 25 years, you know. Some of us aren't willing to believe past lunchtime, you know, when we pray. You know, we were sort of believing for an answer to our prayer. If it doesn't come by lunchtime, that's it. God's not listening. He's not listening to me at the moment, I'm sure, you know. How come it hasn't been answered yet? We need to stand on faith and believe and take the journey of living by faith. So I encourage you with that this morning. The Word of God says it very well, and I just want to, before we pray, I just want to pray out of one, or I should say read from 1 John 5 and verse 4. It says so very clearly, "For whatever is born of God," if you've been born again, that's you and I, "whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith." Our faith is an overcoming aspect. It's something that we have from God that will overcome circumstances and situations and even the world and what's in the world. But let's just pray before we continue this morning. Father, we again thank you for your Word. We thank you, Lord, for its entrance into our hearts and lives this morning. Lord, we open ourselves to you, Lord God, to your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here this morning to move and minister among us, to touch hearts and lives as only you can. Lord, we thank you for revelation knowledge, Lord God, that would come forth from your Word today, Lord. And we thank you that we would have insights and see some things, Father, we maybe have not seen before. Things that we need to not just look at, but Father, actually put into practice in our lives. And Lord, we thank you for the application of your Word, Lord God, in each and every single one of our lives. Lord God, the fruit that comes from it when we do put it into practice, Lord. And we ask these things today in the precious name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. We saw last week that faith is always in what? Two places. Remember that? We talked about how faith is always in two places. It's in the heart and it's in the mouth. We believe with the heart, and of course we confess and we say with the mouth. We receive the promise of salvation just that way. Just that way we receive the promise of salvation. Eternal life was received by you and I, a promise from God. Exactly that way. We believed in our heart and we confessed the Lord Jesus with our mouths and we received salvation. I don't know, we could probably be here till midnight if we got a testimony from every single person about how wonderful that was when we prayed that prayer for the first time and actually had that experience of the new birth, that sensation of being made new. And I know I go back there often and drink from that memory and that appreciation for what happened, because I knew that something had happened and it was just not me. It was just not a happy day. It was something that happened that was going to change me, my life for eternity. You could have won an argument with me with Bible scriptures, and you could have told me this and told me that, because really, to be honest, I had the experience before I could even rub two scriptures together. But I had the experience, and I know what it was to be born again and feel that the next day and say, you know what, I'm a new person. Something's happened. And to really have that reality that it was something that happened on the inside. Whew! Only God could do that. I know it wasn't what they put in the bath tank when I got baptized. I know it wasn't that. And I thought they did put something in there because I felt so different when I come out of that, you know, baptism tank. Confessing the word, you know, confessing, believing in the heart, confessing with our mouths is not just, you know, for when we get saved, it's how we live. It's how we live as Christians. And we need to ensure we don't make the mistake of thinking that releasing our faith with declaration, our saying, our praying, is something that we only do when difficult situations arise. And I want to challenge everyone here today